In this bulletin, First Nations people and Pacific neighbours voice their concerns regarding Australia's plan to cut emissions to net zero by 2050, Africa to make its own mRNA vaccines, and in sport, the Scottish football community mourns the death of former player and manager Walter Smith. Good morning, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Pacific nations say Australia's climate action plan is not sufficient to reassure them that the country is really tackling the problem. Prime Minister Scott Morrison will depart for the United Nations COP26 climate talks in Glasgow later this week after his government belatedly agreed to commit to a net zero emissions target by 2050. The Pacific nation of Kiribati is a collection of islands seen as the front line in a global fight for survival against the worst impacts of climate change. SBS News spoke to Anate Tong, who was the president of Kiribati from 2003 to 2016, about his reaction to Australia's climate pledge.
Australia has been very much behind in all of this. I think that is no secret. It is by no means stepping far enough, and certainly not providing the kind of leadership that would make countries like Kiribati, Tuvalu, the ones that are on the front line of climate change, believe that we are tackling this. Australia needs to do a lot more, and I think that is no secret.
Meanwhile, First Nations leaders in the Torres Strait are suing the Australian government over climate change. Two of the region's traditional owners say the government's failure to reduce emissions risks turning their communities into climate change refugees. Boigu, the northernmost inhabited island in Australia, and neighbouring Saibai are about 1.5 metres above sea level and already experience regular flooding. The leaders want the federal court to order the government to cut greenhouse gas emissions. And the head of the United Nations has warned world leaders to make sure they attend the Glasgow conference with a solid plan. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says a leadership gap is undermining the world's efforts to curb global warming. A new report by the UN's Environment Programme has found fresh pledges by governments to cut emissions are raising hopes, but aren't strong enough to keep global warming from exceeding 1.5 degrees Celsius by the end of the century. Mr. Guterres has warned that time is running out to avert catastrophic climate change.
The clock is ticking. The emissions gap is the result of a leadership gap. But leaders can still make this a turning point to a greener future instead of a tipping point to climate catastrophe. The era of off-measures and hollow promises must end. The time for closing this leadership gap must begin in Glasgow.
The German vaccine developer BioNTech has signed an agreement with Senegal and Rwanda to build its first start-to-finish factories to make messenger RNA vaccines in Africa. The company is behind one of the world's most widely used COVID-19 vaccines developed with Pfizer. Africa and its 1.3 billion people remain the least vaccinated region of the world against COVID-19, with just over 5% fully immunised. BioNTech Chief Executive Uga Zahin says the new manufacturing hubs will help reduce Africa's dependence on imports, which currently account for 99% of the continent's vaccine supplies.
Our goal is to establish a sustainable vaccine production in countries of the African Union to jointly improve medical care in Africa. This goal is close to our hearts and part of our mission.
To sport, and the Scottish football community is in mourning over the death of former Rangers player and manager Walter Smith. Glasgow's Rangers announced the death of Smith at age 73, with Chairman Douglas Park saying the club legend had been battling illness. Sir Alex Ferguson has hailed his former assistant's contribution to football. Smith led the Rangers to 10 top-flight titles, 5 Scottish Cups and 6 League Cups, as well as to the UEFA Cup final in 2008. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, there'll be showers and an expected top of 18 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two developing, 30. In Melbourne, it'll be mostly sunny and 26. Hobart, mostly sunny, 23. Canberra, mostly sunny, 24. Wollongong, also mostly sunny, 23 degrees. Sydney, much the same, 25. In Newcastle, there'll be similar conditions and 27. Brisbane, a shower or two clearing, also 27. In Cairns, it'll be mostly sunny and 33. And in Darwin, there'll be a possible storm and an expected top of 34 degrees. That's SBS News.